This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall late Sunday and Monday across the Columbia Basin was mainly 2/10 of an inch or less. Heavier amounts of up to 1/3 of an inch, though, were reported from Walla Walla, southwest to Pendleton and the Heppner areas. The upper-level low-pressure area that brought Monday's rain has moved into Montana, but another Pacific system is sliding into about the same position, and this one appears a little stronger, so additional rainfall appears likely beginning this afternoon and overnight into Wednesday, and then ending on Thursday. Thunder is also a definite possibility on Wednesday. Most farms should get 1/10 to 1/4 inch, but those areas near the Cascades and Blue Mountains can expect 1/4 to 1/2 inch. Although this will cause significant delays for haying, field work, and fall planting, it will add some moisture for dryland pastures and get them started growing out of the dry seasonal dormancy. This upper-level low-pressure area and clouds will also keep daytime temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below normal until this weekend. For chemical applications, wash-off risk should be low beginning Friday, and winds will be lighter. Crop water use the next few days will drop off to between 0.05 and 0.1 inch per day, and then increase to around 1,500 of an inch per day this weekend. A fast-moving system on Sunday may bring a few light showers, but other than that, it appears mostly dry conditions are likely from Friday into the middle of next week. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.